Very excited to have Travis Pastrana on the show. He will be in town on Wednesday, November 11th at the Shark Tank, the SAP Center, with his Nitro Circus. And Travis, I first heard about you. I was working in TV here in San Francisco in 99, and we had the X Games. And I remember you took your motorcycle right into the bay. What was that all about?
It did not go over very well. I mean, I was 15 years old. I was pretty pumped up and just won the X Games. It was like the biggest event in the world for me, and launched into the San Francisco Bay. And evidently, the environmentalists didn't think it was quite as exciting as I thought it was. Like, I literally came out. I was handcuffed. I was like, wait, what's going on? I missed the ceremony. It was a traumatic experience for me.
Wow, so your gas tank might have killed some endangered bacteria, huh?
They made me get a tetanus shot when I got out. I was like, shoot, man, we got the bike out. We're good.
Well, you've come a long way since then, and I just think about your Nitro Circus, and, I mean, even the guys at Jackass blush when they look at some of this stuff. When did you get to the point where, like, let's do a stunt where if we mess up, we die?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's a slow evolution from the time you're about 2 or 3 years old. But, no, I mean, it's just such a wild thing now. I mean, we've got the best in the world of action sports, and literally every single show, someone's doing something that's never been done before. It's just such a fast-progressing sport. And I mean, earlier this year at my house, we had a guy, Josh Sheehan, he was 96 feet off ground level doing a triple backflip on a 250-pound motorcycle. And, like, on TV, it's like, wow, that's crazy. When you're in person, you're looking at the ramp. It's a 40-foot-tall takeoff ramp, almost vertical, and he's hitting it at, you know, highway speeds. He's like, this is gone. This has gone too far, guys.
Well, you know, when I was a kid in the 70s, we had Evel Knievel, and you guys do Evel Knievel stuff, like, every day. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah, but he did it on a Harley. I mean, that's the greatest part. I mean, safety's come so far, the bag landings, the motorcycle, the technology. I mean, yeah, we'll double back with the biggest distance that Evel Knievel ever jumped. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he did it on a, you know, 800-pound, no-suspension beast. I get on my dad's Harley every now and then. I'm like, no, there's no way I'd jump this 10 feet.
Well, when did you get to the point, Travis, where, because the one that still shocks me is the beginning of Moonraker, where you jump out of a plane in just your shorts, and, you know, your buddy comes over and grabs you, and then he takes you down safely with his chute, but until he grabs you, it looks like you're having a great time. You're doing some backflips. You're just completely confident that it would work out, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of pass or fail. I always like those tests the most. So it wasn't like we got the really some awesome, just some of the top military guys. I was like, all right, never leave a man behind, right? You guys got me? No problem. So I'm not a great skydiver, but as it turned out, that was illegal too. I mean, most of the fun stuff that I do, I mean, Johnny Utah did it. How hard could it be, right?
Well, I guess that's the dangerous thing is you're like, hey, Travis, I'm going to try that too. And you're like, no.
No, well, that's what it is. Funny because, like, FAA even came down, but the United States Parachute Association are like, look, we're going to give you a fine. We're going to take your license away from a year. You can't go to any drop sites for a year. I was like, oh, come on. I'm like, people have done it before. They're like, yeah, but no one's been stupid enough to, like, broadcast it. Like, oh, yeah, good point. So.
Speaking with Travis Pastrana, Nitro Circus at the SAP Center on November 11th, is there a stunt out there like your Holy Grail one where you think, I got to do that? Or, I mean, do you think of new ones every day? What is one that's in the blueprint stage?
Oh, man. I tell you, the blueprint stage has been probably 6 years on this trick. It's a double court 1080, basically a snowboard trick, but with a 250-pound dirt bike. The biggest problem is that it's just you have to go so high. I mean, I'm 32 years old. I have two kids now. I got a wife. And I'm dialed like 8 out of 10 on this jump, but literally it's this real similar jump to what she needed the triple backflip on. So if you mess up, if you happen to get number 9 or number 10, it's bad. So until I'm 10 for 10 now, I don't have quite the guts I used to, man, where it used to be like 50-50, send it. You know, just kind of, I've learned from many, many injuries that's probably not the way to go.
Well, what is the worst you've eaten it? Because I remember watching you in a stadium and you came down and you broke your foot. And then a couple of days later, you get behind the wheel and you're racing a car around. What is the worst you've ever eaten it?
Oh, man. Well, I'm excited to actually come back here to the Bay Area and the Shark Stadium just because, like, last year I was actually hurt. I broke the tib. It's tough because, you know, anytime you're off the motorcycle, you're off the field, you're not doing what you love to do, man, it's hard just to watch. I mean, it's not the pain that gets you, it's just not being able to do what you love. So that was a pretty bad one, though, because I landed under the bike at X Games. So the doctor's like, we need to go into surgery. I was like, well, can we wait a day? They're like, why? I'm like, well, I've already had 40 fractures between 7 bones between my leg and my foot. Like, is it gonna fall off? Like, no, you can wait till Monday. I was like, great, because I'm going to go ahead and duct tape this to the car. I've got hand controls, and I'll race rally. You know, at the end of the day, like, what's another broken bone to that? You know, it's going to take the next 8 months to recover.
Well, Travis, you talk about, like, Knievel with his Harley. When you guys are doing these tricks on snowmobiles, those things look super heavy, and they don't look like they're built for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you say you guys. I mean, there will be a snowmobile. I mean, you know, dude, Colton Moore is ridiculous. He's doing kiss-of-death backflips with this thing, and it's like he's just this little tiny dude that just jumps off this thing and straight over his head. And, you know, he's actually going higher and further than anybody to be able to pull this thing around. I was on a snowmobile twice in my life. Once, but I tried two jumps. The first time I tried to jump 75 foot off of the ramp, and I crashed. So I got up. I was like, well, I might as well flip. I'm going to look stupid. I might as well do something cool. And then I crashed again, and I thought, you know, the snow's just not for me. Those things are way too heavy.
Speaking with Travis Pastrana, a couple more questions for him. So we're going to get tickets for Nitro Circus at the SAP Center Wednesday, November 11th. What are we going to see down there, Travis?
Dude, honestly, you see the best in the world of action sports. Last year's show was tough because we had a couple injuries through the show. We've really worked on our landings, worked on the safety stuff. But beyond that, the jumps are bigger, the ramps are bigger, snowmobile, four-wheeler. Like, we've had a lot of stuff that's added to it. And this guy, R. Willie, has landed two world's firsts already on this tour. He's got two more that he's working on. So, I mean, you might see two or three tricks that have never been done. They're just above and beyond. And at the end of the day, that's just for the 10% that really understand what's going on. For the rest of the people, honestly, the moms, the sisters, the fathers, the uncles, this show is a rock show, man. It is entertainment for the ADHD audience from the beginning to the end. You got guys like Bruce Cook. Unfortunately, 2 years ago, he was trying to double front flip on a dirt bike and was paralyzed. And I tell you what, he's come back and he's ridden his whole life. He loves motorcycles, and he's like, I wouldn't want to live without riding. And he taught himself how to backflip. He's got a full, like, he straps himself in and he goes out there, man, just to see the look on people's face and the cheer that he gets. And, you know, he's been really consistent with his flips and just a really cool motivational story for sure.
That's very cool. You know, talk about first. I remember you were here in 99 and you did the old rodeo thing where you clapped your feet together. Does that seem like a million years ago or does that seem like yesterday for you?
Dude, it's a half a lifetime for me, man. Mm-hmm. It's wild how fast time flies. You know, to have kids of my own and now how big X Games has gotten and everything. But, yeah, actually, it was ironic you said that because two shows ago I did it for the first time. I did that in a backflip. Mm. It was a joke because it's the dumbest trick ever. But, you know, in 99, we thought it was awesome.
Well, you mentioned, finally, Travis, you mentioned wife and kids. Do you get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm done, or is that just not possible?
No, I mean, right now, action sports is kind of it's at an interesting thing because it was all about freedom and style and everything and, you know, this lifestyle, this culture that was just, you know, just wild and just no limits. And, you know, X Games came around. It was the best thing that's ever happened to action sports and, you know, gave us a way to win. But with competition, it put so many restrictions on it. So I'm trying to take Nitro Circus and say, okay, look, if you're that kid that, you know, you might be motivated, you might be talented, but, you know, like I had a hard time in team sports and just, you know, listening to a coach all the time. And I want to build Nitro Circus to a point where, you know, the kids can come up and be able to work with the best in the world, but have fun, do it on their own, and be able to travel the world. And for me, that's what the next couple of years is going to be about, just trying to build the safety up as much as we can in action sports and make it as much fun as possible. And, you know, when my kids really get into school, I want to be able to be that dad and that husband that can be around a little bit more. Because right now they're traveling with me everywhere, which is awesome. And you know, my two-year-old gets up every morning, Dad, bike. Just loves the gigantic ramps. She's their, you know, it's their 70-foot-tall sliding board that she hits every day. So pretty fun. But, you know, in a couple of years, we'll have to tone it down a bit.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations on your success and everything. We've been speaking to Travis Pastrana, X Games and Extreme Sports legend. You want to make sure you check out Nitro Circus at the SAP Center right here in San Jose, Wednesday, November 11th. Hey, Travis, great talking to you, man. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks for the time. Hope to see you at the event.
All right, no problem. I'll be there. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.